You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are with both Ronnie and Ryan, the dating coach for women at It's Never Too Late for Love, and also Beth Carter, executive recruiter and career coach, founder of Carter Consultants Limited and Beth Carter Enterprises. They are here today with us to speak about savvy career strategies that can help you find love too. Ladies, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Certainly an interesting topic today, and I'm sure our listeners are attentive. First of all, to kick things off, how did you decide to write this unique book? Go ahead and let's get started there.
Well, I think the interesting thing is that I wanted to actually write a book. I'm single and wanted to write a book about my internet dating experiences. And when I approached Ronnie over sushi, to be honest with you, she didn't really like that idea. So we talked about how our jobs as a dating coach and a certified career coach and executive recruiter are very similar. And so we started pulling out paper and kind of figuring out that there was actually 10 different aspects to both of our sides of the story that really relate to each other. So that's how the book came about.
I had noticed a lot of relatedness, we'll say, between looking for love and looking for a job, and I had discovered that on my own search for love. And then as I started working with clients and, you know, began my coaching business, it just became more and more evident. So I had met Beth through a singles group where I was speaking, and we became friends. And then when she started talking about the book, this idea just popped into my head because it was such a perfect fit for both of us.
As we know, the digital age has changed job hunting and dating. What do people need to know about that for both types of searches? For example, job searches with LinkedIn and Facebook and dating online in regards to our profiles on Facebook.
Well, I think the first thing is that whatever you post doesn't go away in a lot of ways. So you have to be very careful, at least from a job search perspective, that whatever you post out there is going to stay for quite a period of time. And so you have to be very careful. And, you know, LinkedIn is really the route to go for a job search. But employers will, you know, hire companies to go back 7 years on all your social media. So you have to be very careful what you post on, say, Facebook or, you know, Twitter, et cetera.
7 years? Wow, I had no idea. They're going to look at 7 years of social media. That's just frightening. Wow. From a dating perspective, the digital age has really changed things because people find partners on Facebook. They find people on online dating sites. The dating apps have become very popular, not just for the young, but for my clients who are in their 40s and 50s. So it's kind of made dating access so much easier. Some people would complain it's provided what they call a candy store mentality, where you're looking at all those different jars of candy and you can't decide because there's so many options available. But I think that that was always kind of there, and the digital age might have facilitated that a little more. But there are still plenty of people out there who are serious about looking for love in both genders, and I really believe if you want to find love, you can.
I think the other thing, too, with the digital age, too, is you can find out a heck of a lot more about people very early on.
Yeah.
And, you know, that is a safety issue from a dating perspective. You know, I just recently had an incident where someone had my cell phone number because I had given it to them, and then they were on their Facebook on their phone, and my face popped up and with my last name and everything. I hadn't told the person yet about my last name. So there is a safety factor, too, with the digital age as well. And that includes, you know, maybe someone had posted something about a former boss or whatever, and that can affect a job search, too. So you have to be very careful with what you post.
That's for sure.
Beware, beware, without a question. Tell me about the similarities for the job interview versus the first date. They are both so similar, aren't they?
Sure. You know, when you think about it, if you go on a job interview, if you're smart, you're going to be very positive. You're not going to speak ill of your current boss, your current company, and or your job. You want to put your best foot forward and, you know, present well and be upbeat. Well, the same thing is true for dating. And yet I can't tell you how many people spend that first date complaining about their ex, how bad their divorce was, or all the trouble they have financially now, or illness, or all these other very personal details that should never be spilled out on a first date or a job interview. So from that perspective, things are really similar in terms of how you present yourself. Beth, what do you think?
Well, I think the other thing is, let's keep in mind that the reason why you have this first date or your job interview is to gather information, but you don't want to turn a date into an interview either. But the idea is that, you know, go in it with an open mind, you know, ask a few questions, you know, hopefully the person's asking you questions. That, you know, in an interview, we always say it should be 50-50, meaning you ask 50% of the questions, they ask 50% of the questions. And then, you know, after the first date or the first interview, is you kind of take a step back and kind of, you know, think about, is this the right move for me, or is this the right guy or girl for me? And so it's really a time for reflection, too. And I think a lot of people don't do that. But, you know, you can't jump into it and ask a million questions and really grill people, because that's a turnoff, too. And you also have to think, if in your gut, if something's just not gelling with either scenario, then you need to ask more questions maybe at the second interview or the second date.
Yeah, pay attention to your gut instincts in either circumstance, you know, because sometimes your gut just knows. So don't ignore those inklings.
And I would say that's some very good advice. Today we are joined by Ronnie Ann Ryan, the dating coach for women at It's Never Too Late for Love, and also Beth Carter, executive recruiter and career coach, founder of Carter Consultants Limited and Beth Carter Enterprises, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. What can you learn from job search rejection that is useful in dating?
Well, when you're looking for a job, you know you're going to go on many interviews, and most of them are not going to work out. The same is true for dating. And yet I'm always amazed at how many people don't want to engage in dating that way, because they just want the date to work out and turn into more dates and just go with that first person. And that's not really realistic. It's a lot more like the job search. So when things don't work out with one job, you try out for another. And that is the same thing with dating. You want to look for opportunities, meet as many people as you can, and apply for as many jobs as appropriate so that you increase your odds of finding a good match in either venue.
And Beth, what can you say about dating that will help job seekers?
Well, I think the thing is that I think a lot of people go into a job search or a dating environment and say, okay, I want X, and they're not going to budge, meaning they want a 6'2" man who does this, this, and this, or a job that is a 5-mile commute from their home. I mean, you have to be much more open-minded. There's so many possibilities out there, so you really have to kind of, you know, kind of review. Yes, that might be your A list, but you should really have a B list in both cases, because someone could cross your path that, you know, from a dating perspective, that is absolutely not what you thought, and you fall in love. And the same with a job. I mean, there's been many people that said, you know, I approach, you know, and I'm cold calling people when I'm recruiting, and they're like, oh, I'm not interested. And then they look at the job spec, and then they're like, oh, maybe, oh, you know, I wasn't really thinking about relocation. And then they talk to their significant other, and the next thing you know, they're a candidate. And before you know it, they potentially could be, you know, your final candidate. So I think keeping an open mind and not being so rigid is critical.
Good stuff. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip or tips for the listeners today?
Okay, I have one. Whatever you do, ladies, do not try to use your business skills to get the ball rolling in dating. A lot of times women think, let me just use the direct approach. Men and women, we're equals today, and I'm just going to ask him out, or I'm going to try to close the deal at the end of the first date to see him again, or whatever it is. And I just want to let you know that when you use your business skills, it kills the romance. So let the man lead for the very first few dates, and follow his lead as if it was ballroom dancing. That will answer all the questions about what you should and shouldn't do. And don't kill the romance by trying to get the ball rolling with your business skills, because that will just ruin everything.
And then on the flip of that is that you don't go into a job interview and act buddy-buddy with, you know, the person you're interviewing with. I mean, they're potentially your new boss, or it's an HR person, but I've had many cases where people have gone in and, you know, talked about personal things and really got off track. And, you know, there's a place and time for things, but sometimes there's not even that. And you really have to be careful what you say. This is not a date. It's a job interview.
Valuable tips and information on the topic. I thank you both for taking the time to be with us here today. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information on you both, how they can connect, and where they can pick up the book.
Okay, sure. If you're looking for dating coaching with Ronnie and Ryan, you can find me at nevertoolate.biz. And if you're looking for our new book, Job Search Equals Love Search, 10 Savvy Career Strategies That Help You Find Love Too, you can find that on Amazon.com.
And that's also in paperback as well as Kindle. If you're looking to work with a career coach, you can reach me at BethCarterEnterprises.com.
Ladies, once again, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you both all the best. We've been speaking with both Ronnie and Ryan, the dating coach for women at It's Never Too Late for Love, and also Beth Carter, executive recruiter and career coach, founder of Carter Consultants Limited and Beth Carter Enterprises. And for more information, simply visit nevertoolate.biz or BethCarterEnterprises.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.